We see that Jared Kushner is an Orthodox Jew, and we see some of the things that Benjamin Netanyahu is doing to try to strengthen the land of Israel. My question to you is, in your observation, and you know the prime minister personally, do you not?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay. You know the president of Israel as well, correct?
Yes, sir, I do. I learned, in fact, the president, Reuven Rivlin, when John Ankerberg and I were over there doing some television, we went into his office. He did not have a jacket on. Both John and I had jackets on. We thought it'd be a better picture of the president with a jacket, so I loaned him my jacket. And haven't had it clean since that time.
My question is, did it fit?
Get smart, Gary Dahl. But be serious about your questions.
Yes, sir. Here's where I'm going with this. Do you see any significant part that Benjamin Netanyahu and even the component of Jared Kushner in this whole matter? Do you see a prophetic component in this at all, Jimmy?
You know, automatically I thought about the book of Esther. For such a time as this, these men may have come into the kingdom. I know both of them are facing some real opposition in their stand for the Jewish settlers, for the Jewish settlements themselves. But boy, if you're the son-in-law of the President of the United States, you certainly have his ear. And this man who's the U.S. ambassador was his number one lawyer. And in fact, Donald Trump spent time when his daughter died, when the ambassador's daughter died before Trump became president, Donald Trump went over and spent several days with this man just trying to console him, his heart, to just help him to relax. So this is a development, a relationship between two men that's really not going to go away. Sometimes, you know, as the father, you have to chastise the children, but you do it sometimes with a different spirit than you would if they weren't not connected to you. So I think as for such a time as this, these men may have come in. They're at least going to have the president thinking about what is right. I mean, that's evident from the very outset when he met with Prime Minister Netanyahu for the very first time. He didn't make the prime minister come in the back door like President Obama did. He went to front door with his wife. All the media was there to cover the entrance of Netanyahu into the White House. They were there, and then he's the one that brought up, hey, whatever you guys want, if it's a two-state solution, or maybe it's not a two-state solution, or did that open the door for a discussion in Israel and for the opportunity of negotiations? Again, for such a time as this, these two counselors to the president may have come into the kingdom. Esther.